Chair Finlev, we are ready to begin.
Thanks, Kevin. Welcome to the October 11, 2024 regular meeting of the San Francisco Ethics Commission. Today's meeting is live cablecast on SFGov TV2 and live streamed online at sfgovtv.org/ethics live. For public comment, members of the public may attend in person or may participate by phone or the WebEx platform as explained in our agenda document. Mr. Clerk, would you please explain how remote public comment will work?
Public comment will be available on each item on this agenda. Each member of the public will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. For those attending in person, opportunities to speak during the public comment period will be made available here in room 400, City Hall. For those attending remotely, public comment can also be provided via phone call by calling 1-415-655-0001. Access code is 2664-783-5418, followed by the pound sign, and then press the pound sign again to join as an attendee. When your item of interest comes up, press *3 to raise your hand to be added to the public comment line. Public comment is also available via the WebEx client application. Use the WebEx link on the agenda to connect and press the raise hand button to be added to the public comment line. For detailed instructions about how to interact with the telephone system or the WebEx client, please refer to the public comment section of the agenda document for this meeting. Public comment may also be submitted in writing and will be shared with the commission after this meeting has concluded and will be included as part of the official meeting file. Written comments should be sent to ethics.commission@sfgov.org. Members of the public who attend commission meetings, including remote attendance, are expected to behave responsibly and respectfully. During public comment, please address your comments to the commission as a whole and not to individual members. Persons who engage in name-calling, shouting, interruptions, or other distracting behavior may be excluded from participation.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. I now call the meeting to order. Clerk, would you please call roll under item one?
Commissioners, please verbally indicate your presence by saying aye after your name is called. Chair Finlev?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores-Fang?
Aye.
Commissioner Salahi?
Aye.
Commissioner Tsai?
Aye.
And Commissioner Francois has an excused absence. Chair Finlev, with four members present and accounted for, you have a quorum.
Thank you. With that, I call agenda item two, general public comment. Is there anyone in the room who would like to make public comment? Please.
Good morning. At the commissioners, my name is Ellen Lee Zhao. That is E-L-L-E-N-L-E-E-Z-H-O-U. I pledge the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, born and unborn and vaccinated and vaccinated. I was a public social worker for San Francisco Tech-funded government for almost 20 years. I was wrongfully terminated in 2022 due to not accepting a bioweapon COVID-19 vaccine. Hundreds of Christians and Catholics was wrongfully terminated, like me, in 2021 and 2022. And we still have 33 active lawsuits in court against unconstitutional vaccine mandate. All the workers, unvaccinated workers, wanted to come back to work. The Democrat mayor, all 11 board of supervisors, and all those elected officials, and the city attorney office abused their power and make sure this lawsuit, it stay in court and not moving ahead and will not settle right now, and nobody able to come back to work, and we all have families and bills to pay, and we all unvaccinated. You are talking about hundreds of government employees. I've lived and work in San Francisco for almost 38 years. I am a taxpayer. I was nominated to run for mayor in 2018 and 2019. At the commissioner's department has been discriminated me, retaliated after me, not only me, but also my volunteers. I exposed all this corruptions happened in San Francisco for the last many years, and nobody challenged it. And many of my billboards and posters have been removed by puppet masters in 2019. My billboard was about child trafficking, human trafficking, and homelessness scams. Ethics Commission did nothing to stop election interference, but abused me. I am running for mayor again this year, 2024. I have many people supporting changes and transformation needed for San Francisco. We have 13 mayoral candidates, but all those criminals, organized crimes for election interference, and debates happen in many places without the 13 candidates. This is all called election interference. The mayor position is nonpartisan. Anybody in the mayor's position should be open to all people. I am here today to demand you at the commission's departments to investigate election interference and election fraud. I am a conservative, Republican, pro-life mother, social worker, and yes, I am supporting President Trump, a Republican, supporting you and all of the people in San Francisco. I am running to make San Francisco safe and clean.
Thank you.
This is for public.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to make public comment? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, would you check if there are any remote callers?
Chair Finley, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you. Hearing no further members wishing to speak, general public comment under item two is closed. And I call the consent calendar. Colleagues, as noted in the agenda, there will be no separate discussion of an item on the consent calendar unless a request is made by one of us or a member of the public. Does anyone wish to discuss any item on the consent calendar?
No.
Does any member of the public wish to discuss an item on the consent calendar? Seeing none in the room, Mr. Clerk, would you check if there are any callers?
Chair Finley, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Public comment on the consent calendar is closed. I move to adopt the consent calendar. And for reference, those are the minutes from last meeting. And that's it. Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, would you call roll, please?
On the motion to adopt the consent calendar, Chair Finlev?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores Fang?
Aye.
Commissioner Salahi?
Aye.
Commissioner Tsai?
Aye.
Chair Finlev, with four votes in the affirmative, the motion is approved unanimously.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. And I'll call agenda item number four, discussion and possible action regarding proposed stipulation, decision, and order in the matter of Joanne Lee.
Yep, morning, commissioners. For the record, I'm Eamon Wilson, senior investigator. So this stipulation in the matter of Joanne Lee consists of one count of a violation of the city's future employment rule. In this case, while Ms. Lee was an employee of the Arts Commission, she reviewed a grant application for a nonprofit with which she was in the process of interviewing for a future job. And city law prohibits employees from making a government decision about an entity with which they're discussing future employment. You'll notice there's a small penalty amount. This reflects a few mitigating factors. The grant in question was quite small. Two other individuals reviewed Ms. Lee's decision. And Ms. Lee reported this matter to the Enforcement Division herself following a discussion with her policy manager, Michael Canning. And other than that, I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. I do have a couple of quick questions, but I'll happily go after my colleagues.
Me too, but go ahead.
Yeah. All right, thank you. So I support this action, but I did initially struggle with this because the penalty here seems very low considering the gravity of what happened. To me, just that line for me is pretty troublesome. This city employee applies for a job, then reviews a grant application, and then after the grant is approved, then she gets the job. That's a problematic timeline because she's obviously reviewing a financial interest of a prospective employer. But the way I get there, I think there's some things to point out, and you do in the STIP, but I want to make sure I understand them. The grant itself was not really discretionary. It seems like all eligible candidates got the grant. This entity was eligible. And that was confirmed by not just the respondent, but by other folks. It seems like there's no real question that it was eligible. It would have gotten the grant. And then I noted that she kind of self-reported, although it's not a total self-report, right? Because it was only after the ethics staff told her, hey, you may have violated this. You should report it to the enforcement folks. And she did, to her credit. So I think, but for, to me, the key thing is that this was basically a non, she didn't, the respondent didn't actually approve the grant. She determined eligibility. It seemed that there's no question that the entity was eligible, and that's confirmed by other folks. And she did kind of take the manager's invitation that she reported to the Ethics Commission's enforcement staff. So given that, I get there, but I would have supported a higher penalty, but I support this the way it came out for those reasons. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question. Had she not reported it, would you have discovered this otherwise?
Potentially. I think that because Mr. Canning found that in the discussion with her, he had the information. So if she had not ended up reporting it to us in presenting that information to the commission when you approved her post-employment waiver, we likely would have discovered those facts.
Thank you. I definitely echo the chair's comments earlier, but one question I had to that issue was near the end of the stipulation, it refers to prior analogous enforcement cases as supporting the penalty here, and I was just curious if there's any additional detail that you could provide about the range that has been issued in the past for similar cases.
So we actually haven't had a 3.206C case before, so that refers broadly to our SARP program, other instances in which a respondent has self-reported. So nothing specifically related to this future employment matter.
Got it.
But given all that, I support the action, good work on this, and I think it's important that it's beyond this investigation, but it's kind of staggering to me that she would be unaware that she should recuse herself from this kind of action. So that's an educational opportunity or messaging opportunity, but certainly a rule that you would think city heads would be aware of or should be aware of. I don't think I did take public comment on this item. I can't remember. Does anyone? Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Does anyone in the room wish to make public comment on this item? Sir.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Eli Love. I represented Ms. Lee in this matter. And just to provide a little more context to address some of the concerns you raised, I think it's important to remember that these grants sort of occurred in the midst of those terrible winter storms we had 2 years ago. These were sort of, I mean, this was kind of truly an emergency situation, and it was meant to get money in the pockets of local artists and nonprofits. The grants were developed very quickly and went out very fast. And as commission staff noted, all eligible recipients received the money. Ms. Lee's, you know, assent to giving the grant to CMAQ wasn't determinative in any way. It was, they would have gotten the money regardless of if she had participated or not. She's, of course, regrets her mistake, and in hindsight, knows now that she should have recused herself. But I just wanted to note sort of the unique nature of when this occurred a couple years ago. There were, I don't know if you remember, there was some terrible flooding and some small businesses and artists were seriously affected. And this was just sort of a quickly developed program meant to provide aid to local artists and nonprofits. But I'm happy to answer any other questions you all may have now or at a later time.
Thank you for being here. I don't think we have any questions, but thank you. And no one doubts the importance of the work that was happening at the time. It's more of a process issue. But thank you for being here.
All right. Thank you, commissioners.
This is for public comment regarding Joanne Lee. Last month, I was here. My name is Ellen Lee Zhao, E-L-L-E-N-L-E-E-Z-H-O-U. I was here last month, and you have other items targeting people with the last name, Asian or Chinese. And this happened to be one of them, too. So my question to you, is there a lawyer in here represent the DA office, city attorney office? Yes, no. No. There's no city attorney represent this office from the people government, and you penalize and trying to look like you are a court. You are not a court. You are a representative for the people to make sure everything is running smooth. In order for you to find a person, you need to have judicial power, just like you did to me. 2019, you did the same thing to me, Ellen Li Zhao. I run a beautiful campaign with 100% volunteer and support my campaign. My billboard about human trafficking and drug trafficking and homeless scams that San Francisco official has been running for the last minimum 10 years on purpose. And many of those puppet masters come out, have two press releases, and tell people not to vote for me, and calling me racist, and telling me to get out of San Francisco and go back to China. So that's how racist is. So this item, going back to your power, you do not have judicial power to fine anyone. I don't care who this person is. I never met him. I never met her. Joanne Lee, I don't know her. But that's the situation that you're running in here. You are a government supposed to do correction, warning, but you have no judicial power to impose fines that you are publicly lying to the people. In my situation, 2019, you penalized me with $185,000 for putting up billboards and you do not like, and the people, puppet master, did not like. Then what happened? You did not have judicial power. And then you go after my friend, a volunteer, and he passed away now. You make record. The person that you targeted passed away because of you. Illegal, no judicial power. I do not want to see happen to anyone in this situation, like this person, Joanne Lee, or the last person, Chang. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, would you see if there are any callers?
Chair Fenlev, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you, I move to adopt staff's recommendation on agenda item 4, discussion and possible action regarding proposed stipulation, decision and order in the matter of Joanne Lee. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Mr. Clerk, would you take the roll, please?
On the motion to adopt staff recommendation for agenda item number 4, Chair Fenlev?
Aye.
Commissioner Flores-Fang?
Aye.
Commissioner Salahi?
Nay.
Commissioner Tsai?
Aye.
Chair Fenlev, with 3 votes in the affirmative and 1 vote opposed, the motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. I now call agenda item 5, discussion and possible action on Ethics Commission draft annual report for fiscal year 2024.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Pat Ford, Executive Director. Attached to this item, you'll find the draft of the Commission's annual report for the last fiscal year. And then at the end, you can see a sample of a few pages of what the whole report will look like once we apply the design to it. So sorry if that was confusing at all, but my hope was to give you the most current version of the language that incorporates the comments that I've gotten so far from commissioners, but then also show you what it'll look like, because we're not just going to publish it as a Word document. It'll have nice designs and tables and charts and that kind of stuff. So it's trying to give you kind of a holistic picture of what it would look like. My suggestion would be that you give any comments that you have during this meeting or shortly thereafter by email, and ideally would vote today to approve the report subject to any subsequent edits, and then I would work with the chair to factor those in and then publish the report. But the alternative would be, if you'd like, I could bring another version of this back to the next meeting if you'd like to see a final clean version before voting on it. Either way works, but I think the first way would be the way to get it on the website more quickly. So with that, I'm glad to answer any questions that you might have about the report and take down any feedback that you have.
Thank you, Director Ford. And it's, thank you for not saying it, but it's my fault that it's in 2 different versions, so you can blame me for that, or my colleagues can. Any questions from the bench?
I just want to say I think it's a really impressive report, and it's incredible to see how much has been accomplished in the past year. So thank you.
Yeah, second that. Just one observation. I think you should mention somewhere in here who the commissioners are. I don't think it's currently in there. I certainly don't think it needs to be prominent. Like in past years, it's been in like giant type font typeface. That's not necessary. But I think just for transparency, at some place, you should actually name us.
Yes. That might be a thing that's in the designed version, because I remember seeing your picture in the designed version. And I think we probably mentioned who you are. So I think that is in that version. I'll make sure that it's in there. Yeah.
If not, it should be included. Go under the org structure on page 3. But I echo Commissioner Salahi. I think it looks great and very nicely reflects a very productive year that the commission had.
I completely agree with that. And I also just want to point out that, I mean, everybody knows this is like a very important year for elections for a variety of reasons. And the fact that we are overhauling our audit kind of department and reinforcing something that has been a bit of a struggle in past years is very encouraging. So we look forward to the progress that's to come, especially in an important year like this.
Thank you.
So I'm happy to approve it today, subject to no, I mean, I guess if we see typos, then you'll fix them on your own, right? I mean, you don't need, to the extent we need to authorize you to fix any typos that come up, we can do that, but I don't think that's necessary. Yeah. Colleagues, any contrary thoughts?
No, I think that makes sense.
All right, in that case, I move to, what's the right language? Adopt the draft annual report subject to any typographical or other minor edits staff sees appropriate.
Second.
Mr. Clerk, whenever you're ready, you can take the roll. Thank you.
Public comment first?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. Is there a public comment? Does anyone in the room wish to make public comment on this item only, this item being the adoption of the draft annual report?
Again, good morning. My name is Ellen Lee Zhao, E-L-L-E-N-L-E-E-Z-H-O-U. I have been coming to at the commission ever since I was working for the public, funded by the public taxpayers. Your report do not reflect the whole truth. You only say something you wanted to say. So here's my concern. Ethics commissioners were set up for the public, funded by the public, about corruption, to prevent corruption. But as a mayor candidate in 2018, 2019, and this year, 2024, I do not see upon an ethics commission had so many people, which is government race, and doing nothing but corrupted and supported one party. San Francisco has been running by one party, Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party has been running San Francisco for 59 years, and we see a lot of people dying, a lot of people overdose, lost their life, crimes, a lot of business closed. You're talking about almost 40% business closed. But yet your report is only talking about within the department. But your department's supposed to talk about what has been reported to you, how have you addressed it, and why is that you, the ethics commissioners, only targeted conservative people like me. I report a lot of corruption to you, the ethics department. I don't think your report is reflected conservative value. This department, it's a money laundering department. I'm going to repeat it. Ethics Commission was created to prevent corruption. But what I see as a candidate, a mayor candidate, third time, 2018, 2019, and 2024, I see Ethics Commission department is a money laundering system for one party. For example, if you raise a certain amount of money, the government, which is the taxpayer money, you and me, match 6 times of the money. That's what I mean, money laundering. but it has nothing to do with the public. So the ethics commissions, without them, with them, it's the same thing. But without them, we save a lot of money. With them, they're not helping the people who are good and valuable to the taxpayers. You are supporting one party, and you do not investigate corruption the way that you're supposed to be. And you have no judicial power anyway, so you're running a scam, public scam, that many people don't understand, but I do. Thank you. I ask you to stop it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, would you check if there are any callers?
Chair Fenlev, there are no callers in the queue.
Great. Please call roll whenever you're ready. I believe I already made a motion.
On the motion to adopt the draft annual report, Chair Fenlev.
Sorry, did anyone second that? I can't remember.
I did, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Chair Fenlev, aye.
Commissioner Flores Fang?
Aye.
Commissioner Salahi?
Aye.
Commissioner Tsai?
Aye.
Chair Fenlev, with 4 votes in the affirmative, the motion is approved unanimously.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. I now call agenda item 6, discussion and possible action on items for future meetings. Does any commissioner wish to speak to this item? Seeing none, here's another opportunity for public comment. Ma'am.
All right. You want to go back to 3 minutes?
Yep.
Thank you. Good morning again. My name is Ellen, E-L-L-E-N-L-E-E-Z-H-O-U. I was not born and raised in this city. I was born and raised in China, a farmer. I born as a farmer. Many of the things happened in Ethics Commission and many other Ethics Commissions or other departments. We had more than 60 departments or 130 departments. So my request or my suggestion to you, if you continue to coming here and pretend you have judicial power, which you don't have, you only here represent the puppet masters who appointed you in here. You're not appointed by the people. Am I correct? You're appointed that you related to somebody, a politician, a mayor, somebody, that you're here. And many of you that chose to serve, because I believe that you're a volunteer in here, other than the staff get paid. So my suggestion to you, please save San Francisco. Do something about San Francisco. Help San Franciscans. Stop the corruption that you created in this department. We have 40%, almost 40% of the people, good people doing good business, who are paying taxes, left San Francisco. The empty apartments, the empty business reflect that your department, Ethics Department, Ethics Commission Department, whether we have you or we don't have you, it's the same thing that we are facing. We are suffering. So I suggest you, if you continue to do so, do something good to the people. I live in here for 38 years. I work for the government as a behavioral health clinician and as family social worker for almost 20 years. The government that we are facing, we are having right now, it's not for you and me, the people. We have a government that is put it up by the deep state. It's called puppet masters. They are doing a government, which they get you into it too, that you pretend that you have a government. How could you have a government when I am a person, unvaccinated, had no job? Yet you're telling people, many other commission, go apply for job. We have 3,000 empty positions. You can work for the government. But you fire 1,168 people. And yet you are the ethics commission. There's so many people. Today I'm the only one voice. I get it from the public government employee side because people have to leave, have a job, have families. But you heard so many people complain to you. If you hire people in the Ethics Commission, then it's time for you to think about work an ordinance to rehire, reinstate all the unvaccinated people. You're talking about hundreds of people. I am just...
Thank you. Your time has expired.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you check if there are any remote callers on this agenda item?
Chair Fendler, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Under agenda item 7, we provide additional opportunity for general public comment. Does anyone like to make additional general public comment? Seeing, ma'am.
I am just like you in San Francisco and want everybody to be had equality, had a quality of life. I am not here to make trouble. I'm here to remind you, you and I the same, living in San Francisco, we all want to see no homeless dying on the street. We all want to see no drug dealing that poison our children. We all want to see, especially I'm a mom, the children. We do not want to see the government-funded agencies, public schools and public entities and public hospitals to perform an unreversible surgical to cut our children's private part from a little boy to a little woman, a little woman to a little boy. That's called sick and evil. So you're at the commission in here for future references, for future meetings. I urge you to work with the mayor's office and the puppet masters, 11 board of supervisors, and 18 electoral officials. There's only 18 people elected by the people, for the people, but now I learned because I'm a candidate, I am one of the 13 candidates to run for mayor. Yes, I'm a conservative, I'm a mom, I'm a social worker, I am against transgenderism, mutilate our public, and lie to the public. We have 13 people running for mayor, and you're telling people, five people only. All your reports, five people, five people, five people, and it's money laundering. The Ethics Commission, it's an agent to help the puppet masters to get public funds to fund their money laundering to help them campaign indirectly. How do I know? Because I investigate you. I was a civic grand jury for two terms in 2014, 2015, and 2015 to 2016. I learned how to investigate all of you. I'm not talking about you individually. I'm talking about each department, how they function. And because I live and work in San Francisco for 38 years, and because I work for the government for almost 20 years, and because I work with the public, I understand this Ethics Commission, if you continue to function the way that you function, that you are useless, hopeless, and you're not helping anyone in San Francisco to stop the crimes, to stop the homeless, and to stop the drug dealings, and you only empower the puppet masters, the corrupt politicians who are Democrats only. So for you to sit in there, continue to waste your time and doing nothing and help San Francisco, your department, if your department is closed today, nothing. No public is benefiting. No public is losing anything. So I'm urging you, you are a volunteer and you are appointed by certain people to come here. As an individual, as a father, as a mother, you have the duty to protect our public. Otherwise, why you sit here and waste your time? So I urge you, do something good to San Francisco. Help us, save us.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, are there any callers?
Chair Fendler, there are no callers in the queue.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Agenda item 7 is now closed. And with that, agenda item 8 is adjournment. Thank you, everyone. Gavel down.